This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. We begin by mentioning the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say Bismillah, hoping Allah will put barakah in my speech. You say Bismillah, hoping Allah puts barakah in your heart and understanding. We say Bismillah, so Allah can allow us to be closer to Him and have the devil away from us. So we start with Bismillah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send His peace and His blessings upon our beloved, our Habib, our role model, the one we give up our mom and dad for, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So how are all of you doing today? How are all of my people of La ilaha illallah are doing today? How are all of my brothers and sisters who submit to their Creator are doing today? Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. You know, when we talk about submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being upright, a hanif, a command may be given and some people struggle with fulfilling Allah's commandments. Can we start with that? Does that make sense? People usually struggle, not all people, but depending on the person, their struggle differs. Let me give you a case and we go into it. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time, he grabbed gold in one hand and grabbed what else in the other hand? Silk, right? Pure silk. So he says, هذا حرام على رجال أمتي. This is prohibited on the men of the ummah, and it's permissible for the women of the ummah. So far, so good. Now the question is, you may see a Muslim yet would still wear pure gold, and they don't see anything wrong with it. Now when someone does not submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that situation, what are the reasons? I would boil it down and share with you two reasons. Number one, the person lacks the knowledge that it's prohibited. Agreed? I just never knew that. The other possible option is that they know that, but they have a deficiency in their heart. The first one was a deficiency in their intellect. The second one is a deficiency in their heart. How do you help the first group? You teach them nicely, gently, respect, with love, right? The other group, you'd also tell them the information in case they did not know about it. But the other group, even after you shed some light on the topic, they still reject, then you leave it between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it was me rejecting or it was you rejecting, maybe we have an issue in the heart. Why do you say that? Because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about arrogance, batrul haqq, it is rejecting what? The truth. So the moment you and I recognize the truth and we know it's the truth and you reject it, it's a sign of arrogance. Simple example. You're driving. You have Google Maps. Your wife tells you, oh, you missed a turn. And you did. And you realize you did. But you tell her, no, I know what I'm doing. What is that? That's a sign, a sense of arrogance. Are you with me? Because the truth was revealed to you. You felt embarrassed or whatever you want to call it, but you rejected the truth that you're wrong. So he said, no, I know what I'm doing. May Allah protect us and forgive us. So with that being said and moving forward, I have one hadith before I give you the epitome of submission, the story, one of the best we have. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I know I've said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a few times, but every time you hear that beautiful name, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says a hadith, there's two parts to it. First part, he says, "When كانت الآخرة همّة, whoever the akhirah, the afterlife, was their main concern. Pleasing Allah, their main concern. Going to Jannah, their main concern. Not going to Jahannam is their main concern. Being with Rasulullah sallam is their main concern. You know what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "جَعَلَ اللَّهُ غِنَاهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ, Allah will make your wealth, your richness, contentment in your heart. Allahu Akbar. So where is your wealth? Where is it? In the heart, not in the pocket. So if you're that person, no matter how little money you have in your pocket, you'll always feel rich. May Allah make you of that group. I'm not done the fruits of that yet. He says, whoever akhirah is their main concern, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the contentment, that richness in your heart. وَجَمَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ شَمْلَهُ. And Allah will take care of your affairs, your concerns. Whatever it is in dunya, Allah will take care of it. وَأَتَتْهُ الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ رَاغِمَةً. And dunya will come to you by force, drag to you. Dunya will be dragged to you. Allahu Akbar. As the opposite, and whoever dunya was their main concern, all what I want is that job, even at the expense of my faith. You see that? They chose dunya over akhirah. I want to get to be with that person, even though it's on the wrong path, at the expense of akhirah, it doesn't matter. I want that individual. I want to be with them. That person, Rasulullah ﷺ says, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ فَقْرَهُ. The poverty. The first one was what? Richness. Richness was where? In the heart. Where will poverty be for that other person? بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. It will be right in between their eyes. So no matter how much money they have in their pocket, because they're submitting to dunya, not to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they can be multi-billionaires, yet they will always feel what? Say it. Poor. Subhanallah. May Allah protect us. So جَعَلَ اللَّهُ فَقْرَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. And Allah will disorganize their life. Everything is going wrong. Everything is messed up. May Allah protect us. And at the end, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, only what Allah has designated for them is what they will get. And they're going outside the limits of Allah, disobeying Allah for risk and sustenance, yet they chose to submit to the dunya. May Allah protect us. May Rabbil Alameen. There's a lot of examples to share with you. Abdullah bin Hudhafa radiallahu anhu, example of a Hanif, Muslim, upright. Aisha radiallahu anha, Khadija bint Khuwaylid, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wonderful stories and examples. But for the sake of time, I want to go to a story about an individual in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are a lot of prophets, correct? There's a lot of prophets. And the Mashaykh can correct me if I'm wrong. The only time in the whole Quran that I'm aware of, the only prophet in the whole Quran in which Allah told Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to look up to by name, that he is Uswatun Hasana, is which prophet? Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah says, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Allahu Akbar. So Ibrahim is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's role model. So can I go to our Prophet's role model, talk about his example, his submission, and how he was? You know what Allah said about Ibrahim alayhi salam? Allah says in the Quran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ صَدَقَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Oh Muhammad, tell the people, Allah is saying the truth. And Allah says in the Quran, all of us follow the deen, follow the millah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. One more. Allah says, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. Allah says Ibrahim was not a Yahudi. Allah says Ibrahim was not a Nasrani. Ibrahim was what? Hanif, upright, Muslim, submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ. And he was not a polytheist. Are you ready to delve with the next 12 minutes or so that I have about Ibrahim alayhi salam? Ready, inshallah? Ibrahim alayhi salam was tested right and left. But one of the greatest tests he ever saw in his life is as follows. Ibrahim alayhi salam was getting older and older and older, no children. He has Sarah as his wife, and he has who else as his wife? Hajar. May Allah allow us to be with them in Jannah. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is getting older, prays to Allah, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Ya Allah, please grant me a righteous child. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, two prayers. I pray to Allah, whoever amongst us has children, may Allah make them righteous. And I pray to Allah that amongst us, whoever does not have children, may Allah grant you righteous children. Ameen. So he kept praying to Allah, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Not too long after that, Allah knows when exactly, Allah says, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. We give him the good news of not a child, a fantastic, phenomenal child who is patient. Can you imagine a patient child? That's amazing, correct? You tell them, go to sleep. It's like, okay, I will, Allahu Akbar. Go eat, okay, I will, Allahu Akbar. May Allah make our children wise, righteous, like Ismail alayhi salam. Moving forward, that child was growing right in front of the eyes of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And you have to appreciate this. After many years of not having children, the joy is unmatched, correct? Yes or no? So excited, so happy. Everything is about my son Ismail, about my son, etc. And then Allah says, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعِي. When Ismail got to an age where he would hang out with his dad. Allahu Akbar. You know, many of us have children here. Your newborn baby, you can do silly faces and they will not react, correct? You feel like, okay, whatever, I feel silly. But then the older they get, you're like, this is the real deal. The 3 years old, 5 years, that's the real deal. When you walk home and they run after you. At 15 years old, as the Sheikh said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Okay, but at 5 years old, oh, Baba, you're back. Mama, you're back. This is phenomenal feeling. Correct? May Allah bless our children. Amen, Rabbil Alameen. So Allah's specifically mentioning that age, that tender age, that age that you would kiss their feet and it's not gross yet. So cute. Why is Allah focusing on that? Look at the closeness. But then after that, Allah says in the Quran that Ibrahim alayhi salam had a dream. And perhaps many of you heard that before. He says what? In my dream, I dreamt that I was slaughtering Ismail alayhi salam. And FYI, for your information, revelation to prophets can come while they're awake. Jibreel alayhi salam comes as an example. And revelation comes when they're asleep as well. Awake and asleep. The sleeping is through dreams. So he had the dream that I have to slaughter my son. That is what? Revelation. And this is a test coming once again after he was thrown into the fire. And this test made the fire seem so small. Are you guys with me? Because even Allah says this is bala mubeen. Clearly a test. May Allah protect us. How did he react to it? How did he react to it? I have to go slaughter my son? Are you serious? What would some people say? May Allah protect us and forgive us. What's the wisdom behind that? I will not do anything in the Quran. I will not do anything in the authentic hadith until it makes sense to me. They do that sometimes, right? It doesn't make sense. I'm not doing it no more. We're in 2019, akhi. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We're not uneducated people because we do things that do not make sense. We are educated people because we do things of what Allah said to us. Yes or no? Because Allah, we trust Him. We're not uneducated people. We're very educated. That's why we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Simple example. I know there are other exceptions to the rule, but in general, a doctor tells you, take a tablet for your headache every 8 hours. I don't know when was the last time someone told the doctor, why not every 6.5 hours? Tell me the wisdom why the pill should be taken after every 8 hours. Until that makes sense to me, I will not take the medication. The doctor will tell you, are you okay? Let me give you another medication. Correct? He's like, I studied this. I've been in school till like I was 45 years old. I delayed my marriage. I did all that stuff as an example. And you're questioning my intellect? May Allah forgive us and protect us. And you do, many of us, we changed car parts and he had no clue what's a shock absorber, yes or no? Just say it, admit. He says, you need to change the calibrator. He's like, yeah, okay, sure, change it. You have no idea what it is. You trust the mechanic. Allah's the best of examples. How dare you and I question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when thing is authentic and clear? Agreed? Agreed? Because if it has to make sense to you, that means you want to be Allah. What did you say? One more time. If everything has to make sense to you, then you want to be Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. And it's only Allah who is Al-Hakim. Because if it has to make sense to you, then the Sahaba would never believe Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went from Mecca to Al-Aqsa. Yes or no? Within hours. But they still believed. Because if I used my mind 40 years ago, oh yeah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't know how he did that overnight. Usually it takes 2 months. I know what, I'm out of this religion. If you want to use your mind. But now you're like, yeah, it makes sense. So when we tell you the angel of death does this and the angel of death does that and the Allah provides this way and Allah cures that way and as the Sheikh said, may Allah bless him, Allah tests you in that way, submit the way the Sahaba submitted to the traveling overnight. May Allah forgive us and protect us. Ameen. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is being notified what? I need to slaughter my son. Revelation. He did not ask. And feel free to raise your hand if you have an ayah or an authentic hadith. And I'm not kidding. Stop me in the middle of the talk. If you know of an authentic hadith or an ayah for Ibrahim if Allah told them the wisdom behind that. Just slaughter him and that's it. Ibrahim alayhi salam did not ask for a dream interpretation, did not ask for another opinion. Maybe there's difference of opinion. Jibreel alayhi salam, any difference of opinion about this? He didn't say, okay, can I change the ruling? Okay, he will die, but can I just at least not do it with my own hand, have someone else do it, because it's pretty cruel. Can I? A'udhu billah. Okay, how about from an arrow? I'll kill him as his father, but from a distance. It has to be a knife? Not a single question. That is why he is our role model. You have your degrees, we respect it. Whatever Allah told you, you have to appreciate it's from Allah's wisdom, yes or no? So what if, why is gold haram for men? It doesn't make sense. Then what do? This intellect of yours, it clashes with Allah's revelation. Which one submits? Your mind. Submits to whom? That's what you do. With all your degrees, all your experience, that's what you do 5 times a day. May Allah protect and forgive us. A doctor tells you it's impossible for you to ever have a child. You tell them, my role model is Zakariya alayhi salam, the guy with flaming white hair who Allah gave him Yahya. Are you with me? The doctor tells you there's no cure to it. Like, no, my creator is Allah al-Shafi, the one who cures. That's your attitude. May Allah protect us and forgive us. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he wants to go perform the obligation. Goes to Ismail. Ya Ismail, I had a dream that I'm slaughtering you. What do you say about this? Your thoughts. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Ibrahim, Ismail alayhi salam, tells his dad, look what he says. Ya abati, my beloved father. So both are showing love to one another. Ya abati, if'al ma tu'mar, do what you're commanded to do. He did not say do as you wish. No, that's not righteousness. He's reminding his dad, do what you have been ordered to do. Allahu Akbar. You know, some of us, we tell our parents, whatever. No, I'm telling you what, cheeseburger or chicken burger, show some respect. Like, whatever. What are you doing? May Allah forgive us and protect us. Ibrahim is about to slaughter his son. And he says, oh, father, my beloved dad, do what you're commanded to do. Allahu Akbar. Then he says what? He gives us a lesson right now. I will not delay it. He says it right to us right now. He says, you will find me, insha'Allah, min as-sabirin. Because Ismail knows I cannot handle this test without Allah's assistance. So right from the get-go, you realize to be able to be a Hanif Muslim, like Ibrahim and Ismail, you have to realize without Allah, we cannot do anything. Yes or no? So remember, you want to quit smoking? You say, insha'Allah, I'll quit smoking. Don't say, test me, inshallah, 30 days, I'll quit smoking. Say, insha'Allah. This Ramadan, I'll read the Quran 2 times. Say insha'Allah, because you will not be able to breathe without Allah, let alone finish the Quran for 2 times a month. Yes or no? May Allah protect us and may Allah allow you all to witness the month of Ramadan. Moving forward, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hajar alayhi salam, they prepare their son for one of the greatest commands of all time. And they put down Ismail alayhi salam and he brings the knife. And look at the adab and the respect. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. You know, Ismail, narration says, he told his dad, let's not have eye contact because he may hesitate. And even his son is respectful because he might have the overzealous youth. Huh? You're asking me, oh dad, to do Allah's command? Shame on you. You do it right away, right? There's the other extreme too. How dare you delay Allah's command? Why are you asking me? If Allah told you, it's over. There's adab, there's respect. So he says, oh, dad, how about we avoid eye contact, not to hesitate? So he does, and he put him on the side, and he's about to slaughter, and only Allah knows the pain in Ibrahim alayhi salam's heart. The tears, yes, because as a prophet, you can cry, as Rasulullah sallam, when he lost Ibrahim, his own son, remember? Ibrahim sallam, radiallahu anh, 2 years old, the Prophet Muhammad sallam's son, Muhammad sallam cried. Sahaba were shocked. You're crying, Ya Muhammad. You're crying over the death of your son. They think that maybe you're more patient or whatever the situation may be. He says, yes, I will cry over my death of Ibrahim, my son. He says, the eyes tear, the heart feels sad. But I will never say anything except that it's pleasing to Allah. Allahu Akbar, it's a whole nother level. Remember, richness is in the heart. Going back to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail on the ground, about to slaughter, it's not working, back and forth, it's not working. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a ram to Ibrahim. قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. Ibrahim, you nailed it. You have fulfilled the obligation. You did it. Even Allah says, this is the serious test. He says, you have succeeded. May Allah protect us and honor every one of you, Amir Rabbil Alameen. I share with you this epitome of submission. Because the next time you're told to do something, a salah, respecting your parents, putting on modest clothing, realize Allah has a wisdom behind it. Even if the whole world tells you it's incorrect. I had one time a knee issue. I'll end, inshallah, with a recitation from a video. One time I had a knee issue and I went to the doctor. He was of whatever background. So he says, you pray? I say, yes. He said, I'm telling you my personal opinion. I don't believe the knee was meant to be bent like that for 5 times a day. Wallah, that's what he said. I don't believe it was. With your research, with your books, with your PhDs, put it in the drawer and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I believe the knee was meant to do that. Are you with me? Just submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not because you're uneducated, it's because you're very educated, because you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you trust Allah. So with that being said, may Allah allow us to be with Ibrahim alayhi salam. Explain the ayat. I'm walking down just to appreciate it. 2 minutes, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Can we play the ayat, Brother Ibrahim? Also, the media team is also Ibrahim. This is wonderful. Allah Akbar. May Allah bless. Jazakumullah khair.
ربي هب لي من الصالحين فبشرناه بغلام حليم فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين فلما أسلما وتله للجبين وناديناه أن يا إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين إن هذا لهو البلاء المبين وفديناه بذبح عظيم وتركنا عليه في الآخرين سلام على إبراهيم كذلك نجزي المحسنين إنه من عبادنا المؤمنين وبشرناه بإسحاق نبيا من الصالحين وباركنا عليه وعلى إسحاق ومن ذريتهما محسن وظالم لنفسه